The young mums push their prams by the window. It's not quite a hill, but they go like treacle. And fruit flies try and commit suicide in my red wine. I'm restless, and there is part of me which would like to be a part of all this, and a part of me would like to stay apart. Because it's all a merry-go-round anyway, but sometimes you can choose when to get off, and sometimes you get off and you're so dizzy you fall over anyway. The flies are back, and I'm swatting the air around them. Much earlier, I squashed one. Half an hour ago, I helped a presumably different one out of the glass. Is this what it's like to be omnificent? No wonder God can't seem to get it right. We must seem so small, so insignificant. Monotheism requires absolute faith, but polytheism is more like game theory. Poetry is a game to a very few, a means to an end, which is ironic as a statement because everything ends. I'm waiting for a package to arrive. I'm the only one in apart from the cat, and I think it hasn't learnt to open doors yet. A helicopter flies overhead and I look up, even though I'm in a house with a roof. And this morning I decided that the state of humanity can be summed up by the feeling of, I need to have a pee, but I don't want to get out of bed and pee, but I need a pee. It's overcast and it's dank. It must be England. And I wonder if that suicidal fruit fly laid any eggs in my wine, so that the next time I perform a poem, maybe a whole load of fruit flies might swarm out of my mouth. I think that would be clapworthy. But I'm not even remotely close to the age of 27 anymore, so I cannot die to make my work art. I have to die making art. It's a reasonable compromise. I'll have to swallow some spider eggs too. That always works out. Then they'll probably hatch out of my skin, like some late-night Italian film with subtitles. Italians can make anything sexy. Ciao, Bello.